This really isn't funny.
Listen up. This matters. I'm Lewis Black, and this is the Civil Liberties Minute with ACLU attorney Bill Newman.
Outside the U.S., according to a recent Associated Press story, media control has often meant policing comedy, with thin-skinned leaders and autocrats having taken punchlines as genuine threats. Some examples: Vladimir Putin, since he came to power in Russia; Egypt in 2013, which forced satirist Rasim Youssef to flee the country after he allegedly insulted the president; the Iranian government in 2025, which arrested a woman, the first stand-up comedian, and charged her with making statements contrary to public morality. Similarly, in India this year, government employees ransacked the comedy club where the popular comedian Kunal Kamara sang a song referencing local politicians. As for China and Hungary, they've all but extinguished political satire. And the list goes on. Recently, the satire-rich Onion republished an editorial that read, "The path forward for the United States could not be clearer. Simply put, we need mass censorship now." Speaking of irony, at a performance at the Kennedy Center in 2022, Jon Stewart, after saying some pretty funny stuff, added this sobering thought about what happens when the powerful feel threatened by words. Stewart said, "Comedians are the first to be sent away." Jimmy Kimmel was in the audience.
The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the American Civil Liberties Union, because freedom can't defend itself.